I'm Eric Whitney from member station KSUT in La Plata County, Colorado, where tractors are stacking the donated hay near the tiny town of Hesperus at the State Agricultural Experiment Station. It's been trucked the last 150 miles from the train yard, which is on the other side of the Continental Divide, over the 11,000-foot summit of Wolf Creek Pass. Only about a quarter of the hay has arrived so far, but the stacks already dwarf Agricultural Extension Agent Kevin Mallow, who says that local ranchers have a wide variety to choose from.
Round bales, square bales, anywhere from really pretty good quality hay to some that's got a little mold in it and got a few weeds in it, but that's, it'll all feed up. It's like this one right here. You pull that out, it's good and green on the inside. There's no mold in it, but it's all a godsend.
Ranchers and many of the area's horseback guides and outfitters will be showing up soon to haul the hay back to their herds. Mallow says organizers got requests for about 5 times more hay than they expect to receive, so a committee of community leaders decided just who gets how much.
The committee made a decision that they wanted to try to help the people the most that had the most to lose in agriculture, and that was the people who make the majority of their income from agriculture. So what they did is took the number of tons of hay that they have available right now and put 1,000 pounds per animal unit for half the animals that the producers owned at the beginning of this year, taking into account that because of drought they would have had to sold half their animals probably anyway, or that would have been a good management decision on their part to do that.
Matt Genoviak, who organized this hay lift with his brother Stan in Wisconsin, knows there aren't enough bales to take care of everyone's needs, but he still thinks it's worth the effort.
I talked to a couple folks here, and they say literally every bale of hay makes a difference, and so if we can bring a couple thousand over, it would be a bigger difference that we make. So I'm hopeful that it will. If Mother Nature does not cooperate, I don't really know how much of a difference it's going to have. We just have to keep doing it and hope.
Some ranchers will probably use the breather the donated hay gives them to apply for the free animal feed made available by the federal government this week in Colorado and 3 other drought-affected states. Colorado was already declared a federal disaster area when the big wildfires were burning here in June, and that allows farmers and ranchers to apply for low-interest loans as well. Farmer and rancher Russ Krager says it's as bad as he's seen it in 30 years of raising hay.
Well, we're looking at a hay field that's half grass, half alfalfa, and in a normal year it would be about waist high, or else be cut. The second cutting would either be cut or the hay would be about waist high right now, and it'd be pretty lush and green. And right now you're looking at what was left after first cutting, and it's probably 2 or 3 inches high and brown.
La Plata County is typically a net exporter of hay. A conservative estimate predicts the county will lose $4 million in hay revenue this year alone. It's estimated that at least half of the county's cattle have been sold too. And because this is the 3rd year in a row of drought, just getting agricultural production back to normal is going to take several years. When times are this tough, Extension Agent Kevin Mallow says it's a real comfort for local ranchers to know that the country tradition of neighbors helping neighbors still exists.
A neighbor can be 1,500 miles away or be 15 feet away. I think it's more of an attitude than it is a geographic thing. Farmers and ranchers help farmers and ranchers, and generally will help anybody. And I think people who haven't lived that kind of lifestyle don't know how fulfilling that can be.
What started with a phone call between brothers has now roped in dozens of volunteers in Wisconsin and Colorado. For some of those in the Midwest, it's repaying a debt. In Colorado, the hay lift is one of the few good things to happen here this summer. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in Hesperus, Colorado.